HC over 3 is recorded in front of a live studio audience of nil. 3 minutes long, 3 times a week.
Introducing the Hackcast.
Ooh. This is HC over 3, the Hackcast show where it's only me. I am your only host, Perry, and I am bringing you the latest and greatest, weirdest and wonderfulest, if that's a word, news from around the world. This is episode 12. Thank you for joining us. Retired Master Corporal Paul Franklin lost both of his legs from just above the knee when a bomb hit the vehicle he was driving during a Canadian Forces tour in Afghanistan, January 2006. But 10 years later, he is getting ready to fill out yet another set of forms to tell the Canadian government that, in fact, his legs are still missing. "It's insane," Franklin said. Yes, military veteran frustrated, he has to annually fill out forms that say his legs are still missing. And how do you celebrate your nuptials? By going to the store and buying 100 cans of Campbell's Chunky Soup, of course. At least that's what Republican presidential candidate Ted Cruz did after his honeymoon, according to his wife, Heidi. She made the revelation Wednesday during a Republican presidential town hall event on CNN. She is reported to have said, "When I married Ted, we got back from our honeymoon and he went off to the store and came home by himself. And I was completely shocked to see that he had arrived back at our apartment with literally 100 cans of Campbell's Chunky Soup." A New Zealand hotel has banned cyclists in Lycra. Oh my god. So a hotel in New Zealand has banned Lycra cycling shorts as it finds the bumps and bulges inappropriate and unsightly. In India, an elephant attacks a man who tried to take a selfie with it. And Sally Antonen, a Finnish student, has completed a study determining why Canadian pop grunge combo Nickelback is so universally despised. The findings? People can't stand them because there's not much there, and yet there's too much there. It is science, after all. You can expect it to be complicated. After combing through 14 years of Nickelback reviews, Antonen determined that the group suffers from an authenticity deficit in music journalists' eyes. Apparently, they follow genre expectations too well, which is seen as an empty imitation. And dear God, in Lahore, there is a doctor who is pretending to be a neurosurgeon that has performed brain surgeries for 8 months. A woman from Wales cannot name her baby daughter Cyanide, a British court ruled on Thursday. The woman, whose name cannot be published for legal reasons, has infant twins and wants to name her son Preacher and her daughter Cyanide, saying the poison is a lovely, pretty name, with positive associations because it helped kill Nazi leader Adolf Hitler. Apparently, the woman has a history of drug abuse and mental health problems, and her children have been placed in foster care. Now that's everything for today. See you next time.